Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from thedraftnetwork.com. And we are here to preview, sniff, sniff, the last weekend in college football. Regular season.
Ugh.
Regular season.
Ugh. It's Why are you going to bring it up like that, man?
I just felt like I needed
There's two ways you can bring it up. You could either say that this is the last week of the regular season of college football, or you could say, this is it. This is rivalry week. Okay. This is when all the chips are on the table. And right now, you've got way too much of a glass half empty attitude right now, John. And I'm going to need you to cut it out.
Okay.
Because this is like one of the most exciting weeks in college football.
Florida State can upset Florida this week.
Okay, all right, I'm out of here. See you next time on the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast with your new co-host, a guy who will put up with such crap.
Listen, I think it can happen. I think Florida State can win this game. Florida's only favored by 6.
We're just jumping right into it, huh? Okay.
Do you want to backtrack? We can backtrack. We got to cover some good Thursday, Friday games, so we can backtrack eventually.
But. I'm saying we got the Battle of Mississippi.
All right. Here. Battle of Mississippi. Ole Miss on receivers.
On Thanksgiving night.
Here's a question for you. Are you going to watch this, or are you going to watch Atlanta, New Orleans?
Oh, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah. Of course.
I don't know.
You going to watch this one?
I think I'm going to watch this, yeah. I might. I'm gonna
land in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do for Thanksgiving?
Depends on the year. This year, not going anywhere. Staying here. Thanksgiving's coming to us. Family coming in. Not my family.
Do you like that better or no?
Not going anywhere.
Yeah. Like so. I assume you say that by like you're hosting some of your family members, right? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Brit's side of the family is coming in.
So do you like it better when people come to you or when you go somewhere else?
Oh, for sure. When people come to us with a daughter anyway, you know, with a 2-year-old, it's just always easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got your environment kind of laid out and it's easier.
All right. That's a good dad answer.
Am I the Grinch about Thanksgiving? Is that what you're asking? Basically, is that what you're getting at? Do I get enthralled in all the festivities?
Well, I wasn't asking that, but since you just asked, are you the Grinch of Thanksgiving?
No, I mean...
You totally are. You paused.
No, it's not even just Thanksgiving.
You paused way too long right before you answered that question.
Allow me to clarify here.
You hate it.
No. And I don't hate the holiday. I mean, you eat a ton of food and you watch football. Well, I mean, what is there to hate there?
I don't know. You tell me.
I hate that a lot of people hate it. What Thanksgiving is. I hate that a lot of people hate the fact that it's this structured, you need to be with people you're blood related to rather than just being with people you enjoy. And if that happens to be a parallel, that's great. And in this case, it is for me. But, not technically because this is my wife's side of the family, so I'm not blood related. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate the fact that because it's a holiday, you have to spend it with people that you may not even want to spend one of the favorite days of the year with. Just because you're related to it. I hate the formality of it. That's my thing. Oh, right. Same with Christmas. Like, I just celebrate the holiday how you want to celebrate.
No. There's no slander on Christmas. I won't allow this.
No, I love Christmas. I'm saying the way that people choose to celebrate, they say, oh, Christmas is a great holiday, and then they choose to spend it with people they don't even like. What's backward,
All right. Speaking of spending holidays with people I don't really like, I don't really know where I was going with that. All right, I was almost gonna
I thought you were about to slander like your whole family, like
no,
this Thanksgiving, my whole family comes in.
Hopefully, no one on my family listens to the podcast. Then,
do they listen to the podcast?
Probably not. Probably not.
I say that I have this horrible family. I have a great family. Yep. I'm just saying in general, that's my perspective.
Hey, Trev, what do you do for a living? Oh, well, I tweet stuff, probably think
lie.
I'm a failure, actually.
Show me
probably
lie.
Not. And we're probably not that far off. So, all right. So you're watching this game.
I'm watching this game because I can't get enough of the Ole Miss receivers. I can't get enough of them.
Listen, every single time I look at Ole Miss and I'm like, even an opponent like this, they're going up against Mississippi State. I'm like, Ole Miss is going to win this game easy. I've thought that so many times this year, and they don't. They just lose.
Right.
They just lose.
Yeah.
A lot.
I don't disagree. Ole Miss is painful in some ways to watch. It's like it's a very bittersweet thing to watch them because the what could be and what is are just too far apart. It is their receivers being superhuman, or they can't do things offensively. I mean, or it's Tiamu making something happen with his legs. You know, the actual structure and scheme of the offense doesn't aid anyone. But from an evaluation perspective, there's a lot of players to watch in this game, so I'm excited about it. Because even though Ole Miss is bad, I mean, they're probably the worst team in college football with this many good prospects, right? I mean, I know Metcalf's hurt, but
yeah,
Dawson Knox, yeah. DeMarcus Lodge, A.J. Brown, right. These could all be like top 60 guys. Tiamu should get drafted. Benito Jones on defense. Zedrick Woods, I mean, they have shots at late day three type of slots. And, I mean, you don't see many teams this bad that have this much talent. I mean, then on the offensive line, Sean Rawlings is a shot to get drafted. Greg Little could be in. I mean, they could have four top 60 guys. That's pretty rare. So,
and we get to see Montez Sweat, Jeffrey Simmons again.
Exactly.
Always a treat.
Right, exactly. Never a bad thing. They're going to tear up, I think. But Sweat against Little, he's been switching sides. That Sweat against Little is a great matchup. That I want to see. So there's a ton from a device, and plus I'm the SEC guy, so I'm gonna have to write about the game anyway. So I'll at least have it on one screen. I got two screens set up. I'll have it on one screen for sure. I'm looking forward to that game. I like watching Ole Miss as much as they frustrate me at times too. You roll ahead over to Friday night. South Florida's good, but they're not gonna do this, right? They don't have that kind of team this year to knock off UCF, right?
Listen, man, I'm from Tampa, so I got to root for USF, but. I do enjoy the pandemonium that UCF has brought to the college football world. This is fun for me. It is fun watching everybody else squirm at this. And so part of me really hopes that UCF also wins, and then we get to have this giant debate again because UCF's probably again going to play in a New Year's Eve Bowl. And they'll probably beat whoever they play. And so I'll just, the pandemonium. I used to kind of hate it. I used to not be a fan of it. I used to be like, wow, this is kind of annoying. But now I'm like, nah, this is great. I love it.
Yeah.
College football fans get way too comfortable in themselves anyways. So I'm all for just throwing something in it to shake it up. So, but no, I don't really think that South Florida is going to win, although I hope they do.
Yeah. I think that it's one of those matchups that you kind of want to be a little bit different and pick South Florida, but. I think at the end of the day, UCF's going to have that same situation they were in last year where, you know, they're going to be undefeated and here we are and or are you going to pick us? And really, they've played no one again, but yeah, that conversation is going to continue. And I like the fact that they're in that conversation because it means that the conversation for eight teams is still on the table, which I like. I like that idea. I want to at least try it. So I'm happy about that part. But the part that I'm not happy about is – UCF, you know, guys, you're not one of the top four teams in the country. Like, I think
I'd love to see him play Bama, though. That'd be hilarious.
It'd be hilarious, but
literally whatever result came of it would be amazing. Whether Bama beats them by 60 or whether they somehow beat Alabama.
Well, why would Bama beating them by 60 be an amazing result? I don't want to see that.
Because I get to watch people lose their mind, John. I'm like
actually fair.
I'm like Heath Ledger Joker here. I'm just ready for
some people. You know, just want to watch the world burn.
Oh my goodness! Absolutely, yeah. I'm putting the bullet in the chamber. I'm putting the gun in somebody's hand. And I'm putting it up to college football's head, and I'm just like, do it, UCF.
That was extremely vivid. I hear you,
bro. That was just the scene in the movie that he did.
I know. Yeah, I was just picturing like the NCAA logo holding a revolver.
Somebody needs to make a poor Photoshop job there. Hey, before we get ready for these Friday night games, we got to talk about getting ready in a different way for our fellow males out there. And I'm talking about getting ready in the bedroom. Okay, now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, guys. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. Brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take it anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a normal pill, so you guys can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy. You know, best of all, there's no awkwardness there, okay? So they're made in the USA, and Since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly, they're cheaper than any kind of pharmacy. So right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Go to bluechew.com. Get your first shipment free, John, when you use our special promo code Locked On. Just pay $5 for the shipping. Again, that's blue, BLUECHEW.com, and use promo code Locked On.
There it is. Oklahoma, West Virginia, 8 p.m. game. I'll be at this game.
Oh, yeah, you will be at that game.
Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, and I will be at this football game witnessing what I think will be a very exciting game. Shout out Kyle Krabs' bachelor party. It's going to be very fun. But and you unfortunately couldn't be there, but you will be with us in spirit.
The whole family rant that you went on before. Yes. Yeah, that's why
that's happening to your Thanksgiving.
That's why I will not be. Not that I super hate my family. But
well, no, it's okay. It's fine. You said it. You do. It's fine. Yeah, they're gonna listen to the pod. And
all right, shout out everybody listening to the pod.
Looking forward to that Thanksgiving dinner. It'll be awkward.
They're gonna hit unsubscribe to the podcast while we're at the dinner table. This game's going to be super interesting because West Virginia blew it last week. Right. I don't want to say blew it because they ran into an Oklahoma State team that was already super pissed off because they lost to Oklahoma by one just because they didn't get the 2-point conversion because they missed the wide open throw that was there. Okay. Right. That's the whole setup there. They end up taking that anger straight to West Virginia, giving West Virginia that L. And now West Virginia's has to beat Oklahoma to play for the Big 12 title. And I believe they also need Kansas. No. I think it is either or. Kansas has to beat Texas. So it's either or for West Virginia to get in. But they have to win this game, I think. So Oklahoma knows that too. But Oklahoma plays for the Big 12 title, I believe, no matter what. But if they drop it, then they're obviously out of the college football playoff. So
is it wrong that it's hard for me to figure out tiebreakers? I have the darnest time with it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think you're right though. Oklahoma's in no matter what.
Yeah, Oklahoma is in no matter what. And then if West Virginia beats Oklahoma,
they play again?
I think they would play again. And then if Texas
Oklahoma beats West Virginia, Texas does Texas even need to win, or are they automatically in at that point?
They're automatically in.
No, because Texas lost to West Virginia. Unless the conference records is the next tiebreaker.
It's not the next tiebreaker. All Texas has to do is beat Kansas and they're in.
Right. Which they'll do, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Kansas is feisty this year. But
they
still,
are a little feisty.
Still
now they got Les Miles coming in.
Yeah. Still 3-8 overall, 1-7 in the conference.
But. Yeah, they're not going to be. We're going to get the Red River Rivalry Part 2.
Oklahoma. So all Texas would have to do is win. But if West Virginia wins, they're in. They play Oklahoma next week.
I think, yes.
Yeah, because they beat Texas.
Texas, yes. Yeah.
They beat them 42-41. Yeah. They would have the tiebreaker there. Plus, they have the same conference record then.
Yeah.
So they would. So it would be a rematch the very next week.
Yep.
Interesting. Very interesting. I think West Virginia wins. Do you?
No. God, no.
Really? Wow.
No.
You have a lot of confidence in Oklahoma.
Yes.
You've kind of had a lot of confidence in Oklahoma. Talk me through that. How? Why? I don't feel like they've played particularly great.
Their don't think so either.
Defense is horrendous. I mean, they almost lost to Texas Tech. They almost lost to Oklahoma State. They barely beat Kansas. They pulled away at the last second to win by 15, but a 55-40 game is...
I just think that Oklahoma's offensive weapons are better than West Virginia's. And I don't think West Virginia's defense is that good either. So I don't think that it counters Oklahoma that much. I just think it's going to be a classic Big 12 shootout.
Yeah.
And because I think that Oklahoma has better weapons and even a mobile quarterback in Kyler Murray, that's just going to be too much for West Virginia. I think it's going to be a really, really fun game to watch. I'm jealous that you're going to get to be there for it. But I do think Oklahoma pulls it out.
Who would have thought you would be jealous we would be at a Big 12 game without you?
Look, man, Big 12 is the new NFL, so I'm all in on it.
There you go. Washington, Washington State, could we see an upset here? Could Washington knock? Washington State just feels like they're drilling people right now. I think Washington State would be one team. I'm somewhat intrigued if they would be in the playoff picture. I don't think they will be, but if they were to be in the playoff, because they lost to like USC or some stupid, I mean, it was something dumb, right?
Yeah.
So I would be intrigued by them in the playoff. I would be intrigued by them as a 4 seed. I would honestly probably be more intrigued by them as a 4 seed than a lot of the teams. Not that I think they would win. I would just want to see it. you know?
Alabama versus Washington State.
Versus that offense. I mean, that's a different, it's a different look for Alabama, man.
Yeah.
It's a challenge for you. That's the same reason I would have loved to see. I mean, look at Oklahoma was such a challenge for Georgia. They figured out some in the second half. Some was poor play calling, I think, but
that was such a different look. It's the same formula we're seeing in the NFL now. Just score. Just score points.
I'm telling you right now, man, all these people are like, man, I think Michigan, I think Notre Dame. Nope. If you can't score, you're not going to beat Alabama. That's just the reality.
No. Washington State would beat both Michigan and Notre Dame easy.
Woo-hoo-hoo. There's a take.
Easy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Easy.
I am digesting it. So you think Washington State is a top four team in the country?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Did you vote for them in the poll this past
week?
I'm just doing
the math in my head. No, I don't think I did, but now that I'm saying it out loud, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, so they're going to win this game. It's not going to be close.
The thing is, though, is that the reason why I think that Washington State would beat Notre Dame and Michigan easy is because they're contrasting styles, and their style is to score the more points, so I think that they would win the game. It was a lot like UCF a couple of years ago.
With Auburn. Yeah.
Not just with Auburn. I mean, like, last year's, yeah, it's for sure, but even when Blake Bortles was there, they just scored a lot.
Right.
And you just couldn't keep up with them. Washington, though, I don't think they have as good of an offense, but Washington's already in that element, that Pac-12 element. So if any team would beat Washington State, not any team, I don't mean that, like, entirely, but I think Washington has a decent chance to upset Washington State. I still think it would be an upset, because I think Washington State's better. But
Washington State is cruising, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Arizona's not good, but, like, they're 500 team.
They had 55 points at halftime.
I mean, that's insane, dude.
Why?
I mean, that's nuts. That's crazy. I don't know, man.
Michigan's keeping up with that? Because they ain't.
I know one thing. Washington ain't keeping up with that. Washington State's going to win this game. It's not going to be – I'm not saying it's going to be like the Arizona game, but they'll win it handily. I'm not worried about Washington State. They're hot right now. They just got to keep that focus. I think they're going to win easily. Michigan, Ohio State, man. Here it is, the moment of truth. What do you think? What's the lowest price you believe you can get into this game for?
Michigan, Ohio State. It's at Ohio State, right?
Oh yeah.
Lowest price?
Lowest.
Probably like $200.
$236.
Yeah.
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 And I get it, because you have a reeling Ohio State team in a lot of ways. And you have is this as high flying a Michigan team at the end of the year as we've seen under Harbaugh?
Yes.
It's it's setting up for one of two outcomes, Trevor. And this may seem obvious because it is, but Michigan finally gets over that hump. As weak as the Big Ten is this year, and as much as you and I may think, okay, it's not that big a deal for them to win the Big Ten this year. It's going to be a big deal in terms of keeping Harbaugh around for a longer time. Or it's setting up for the most epic of Michigan Harbaugh crashes at the hands of Ohio State, who has owned them for the last several years.
I really do think that it's implosion for whatever team loses this game.
You think coach is gone for whoever loses?
I think whoever loses, I think the coach is gone.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I think Urban Meyer gets kind of shooed away if they lose. I think that he might either way.
Does Urban retire? Maybe, but I don't think he gets fired.
I think that he gets shooed away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think you shoo Urban Meyer away.
No, they will. They will.
I think he just.
They will let him retire on his own terms, but they will tell him, sure, "Hey, bud, either retire, or we're actually firing you."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I could see it going to that extreme, but I think that there's a chance he could retire. I don't know. I think Ohio State wins. I don't have a good – if you ask me a good reason, I don't have one. I mean, right now Ohio State is for sure playing worse than Michigan. But it's in Ohio State. I just think I want to prove it, Michigan. Like, I don't think Ohio State's beaten anyone either. Like, I don't think either of these teams are that great. But – that great in college football. I mean, what's the line here? Because I think there's only a couple teams that really matter. But I mean, I think Ohio State wins. I know Michigan fans are going to hate me for saying that. I'm telling you, I think Michigan is playing much better football right now for whatever reason, I need to see them get over this hump. I just feel like Ohio State owns them right now.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah. Both taking Ohio State. Both taking Georgia, right? No worries with the triple option, Georgia Tech. I'm not worried there.
No.
Okay, we're here. We're at that moment. But before we get to it, Florida State, Florida, since we're talking a little line action on these games. Ever since we started this podcast, Trevor, people always asking us for advice. Oftentimes, it's what team to bet on this week. Truth is, we don't always know who's going to win. And if you look at our records week to week picking NFL games, we don't really ever know who's going to win. But if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust us, guys. They're your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. We would only recommend a service to our listeners that's been great to us. That's why we're urging you, make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, over-unders on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors and wants to give everyone the best service possible. If you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern Time, they'll give you an additional $25 free play on deposits over $100. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Locked On is the promo code to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON. Locked On is the promo code when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. If you're willing to hold out until after 7 p.m., you can get an extra $25 free play by using that promo code Locked On and add 25 to the end of it. Locked On 25. It's up to you guys, but I'd wait until after dinner and take the extra money. You play, you win, you get paid. Florida State, man. What do you think? Is it even going to be close?
Florida. It better not be. I've been waiting for this day for a long time, John.
Wait, how many in a row has Florida State won a lot in a row? Or
five.
Five in a row.
And six of the last seven.
Okay, explain to me your setup for this game. Will you be at the game?
No, unfortunately, I will not be at the game. At least, I don't think.
You don't think?
I'll be there. So no. Someone tells me, like, Friday night, hey, I have a free ticket, drive up.
How far is it?
5 hours for me.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that far away.
Yeah, Tallahassee's very far.
Noon kick? You'd be hustling, man.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I think Florida wins as well.
I think they win, but anytime Felipe Franks is my quarterback, it always opens the door, you know? It always opens the door. This is the one, though. They can't lose this game.
Yeah.
They cannot. The entire season on both sides has been set up for Florida to win.
Yep.
And if they don't, it is a – because here's the thing. The momentum for Florida going into the offseason and into recruiting and all that stuff, they have all the momentum right now. Miami ain't anything. I mean, UCF is fine, but I don't know how many guys that they're stealing from, like, Florida or Florida State. But Florida wins this game, they've got massive momentum going into the recruiting season.
Yep.
If Florida State wins – it is a giant roadblock straight back into perhaps a 50-50 coin toss of who's going to take control of the state again. And Florida State has had absolute control of the state of Florida for at least three, four years now. Normally it kind of cycles around to where you get a little bit of a switch between Florida State, and Miami. And Florida should be on the come up next. And if they lose this game, I'm just going to be so livid because this is their time to flip the switch and they wouldn't. So everything is pointing in the direction of Florida winning this game. However, Felipe Franks is still quarterback. So
here are the teams that Florida State has beaten this year. Samford by 10, Northern Illinois by 18, Louisville by 4 in the final seconds, if I recall correctly, Wake Forest big, Boston College last week by 1. Give them a little props for Boston College, but they have pretty much beaten no one this year. They have looked really, really, really bad. Boston College was a game that never should Boston College have lost that game. I just can't see Florida State suddenly flipping that switch. I don't think they have that kind of coach. I don't think they have that kind of team. I don't think that offensive line's terrible. Florida's defensive line is the biggest strength on their roster. I just think it's going to be a bloodbath. I'm not necessarily on the scoreboard, but I think that style of a game.
I hope Ja'Kai and Voshan just come out just like wrecking balls.
Jefferson, I mean, those guys are going to eat. I just think it's going to be straight wreckage across the board. So we'll see. And not that Florida will put up a ton of points, but I don't think they're in danger in that game. Syracuse, Boston College, the Iron Bowl's out here. Does Auburn even keep it close? I know it's like the Iron Bowl. This will be fun.
No.
Auburn's bad.
No.
But we should mention, as much as we've been down on Jarrett Stidham and kind of put him on the back burner as a prospect because that's where he belongs, if he played one of his better games was against Alabama last year. I mean, not that he did the whole thing. He didn't, but
that's true. Yeah.
You know, like if he plays well in this game against this Bama team, the hype they're getting, like, there's going to be that buzz again. So, you know, whether you and I buy in or not, but you know, you look at it that way, it's a big game for him. Pitt has already locked in themselves into the ACC title game against Clemson.
There it is. Hail the Pitt.
24th right now. They play Miami, who if they lose is finishing 500. Remember, Pitt knocked off an undefeated Miami team late in the season last year. A terrible Pitt team knocked off an undefeated Miami team last year.
Miami's winning this game.
I agree. A little revenge for Miami, I think, is in store. They're not going to finish 500. South Carolina, any hope of a close one with Clemson?
Zero.
I tend to agree. What do we got here, man? I don't even know. LSU, Texas A&M. Here's a sneaky one, man. I think Texas A&M wins this game.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Texas A&M has played well this season. I think they're in the right, they're heading in the right direction. What a season for Jay Sternberger, by the way, who's definitely the guy to watch in this game in terms of his matchup with Delpit. And I think
tight end, by the
battles
way.
Out. Yeah, the tight end for Texas A&M. 42 catches, 729 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
It's a good year.
I mean, I think he's, if he gets, I mean, this could be for a tight end in college football to get over 800 yards. I mean, that's, and only 42 catches. Like, this guy's story is just blows my mind. 2 years at Kansas, could not get on the field. Goes to a JUCO school, puts up modest numbers. Jimbo finds him, brings him to Texas A&M, most productive tight end in the country this season. It's crazy. How do you not get on the field for Kansas for 2 years?
Coaching, man. It matters.
It does, dude. It's so true that it does. But he is one of my favorite. I like him. I just like him a lot as a prospect. But I just think he, Travion Williams, they've got some guys catching the ball well on the outside. I think A&M can challenge the LSU secondary, and I think that their defense is tough enough to be able. And LSU, not exactly rolling on offense right now. I think there's some chinks in that armor. So I think that's my upset this week. I think Texas A&M beats LSU. How about down at night, Utah State, Boise State? Okay, there's some type of implication in this game, isn't there? Right?
No. Are we sure? I don't know.
Utah State, Boise State. Yeah, Utah State's undefeated in conference play.
Okay.
Boise State. So the winner of this wins the Mountain Conference, or the Mountain Division, and they play Fresno State in the Mountain West title game.
All right.
Yeah. So this is a huge game, and I will stay up for it. 10:15 p.m. I'm there. I'm up for this. So
who's going to win?
I want to see Brett Rypien play. Utah State's had this crazy good year. I got to figure out, is there some guys on that team? Like, do I need to be watching these people? I don't know. Like, ranked 21st, Utah State, like, that came out of nowhere on me. So the only team Utah State has lost to, if you recall, is week one against Michigan State. They lost by 7 in the final seconds, remember?
Good God.
That's the only game Utah State's
lost.
What an
ugly loss.
Okay, that's fair, but when you look at
Michigan
State.
By the way, just because I love this game, Rutgers plays at Michigan State this week.
Rutgers plays at Michigan State?
It's a 4:00 kickoff.
Okay.
You can get into the stadium for how many dollars?
6.
2!
I was about to hit you with this one to see if you could, but now Illinois Northwestern. $2.
There you go.
Wow.
Wait, guess what
you can get into the Iron Bowl for?
Wait. The Iron Bowl?
Guess what you can get into the Iron Bowl for?
There's no way the Iron Bowl is cheap.
Oh, dude, you're going to be surprised. Guess. What's your best guess?
Bro, Iron Bowl, I would say like $50, $50, $60.
$12.
There's no way.
399 tickets are available. Nah, for as somebody low as on 12
Ticketmaster screwing that up. Somebody on Ticketmaster put that crap up for $10 or whatever. Right, you're screwing up tickets. Screwing up the numbers.
One ticket, because my co-host doesn't even believe that it's true. Lowest price. $186. So.
I told you, dude. No way.
Have we been lied to this whole year by the ESPN Score Center? I mean, $186 is not even close to $12. I'm incensed. We've been lying.
That's what my credit card says to me every night I go out to eat. This isn't even close to $12.
Said you were going to spend $12 at Chipotle. Here we go. No, what is... So we've been wrong the whole year. This thing's lied to us.
I won't let myself believe it.
Well, it's either that or you believe Auburn, Alabama's you can get into for $12. So
somebody's selling it for $12.
Either way, Pitt, Miami, $3. Now that I believe. It's at Miami, so I. Yeah. I don't know whether I believe that or not, but tomorrow we pick the NFL games, right?
We do indeed.
My bookie lines for the NFL games. We know it's Thanksgiving. Doesn't matter. We grind through it. We will not have a Friday podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We will take off Friday because we usually record the night before.
No, it's hilarious because you went, we know it's a holiday, but we grind through it. Friday, we're taking off Friday.
Take it off completely. But yeah, Thanksgiving, bright and early. Whenever you get to it, you get to it. If you don't listen until Friday, good with us. Listen to it while you're running around doing your Black Friday shopping if you're an animal like that.
I just got to say this one time. Eastern Michigan at Kent State. There are currently 2 tickets available. We are 2 tickets away from a sellout. Nooner.
5 cent tickets? 5 cents? 5 cents?
$6.
Let's go.
We are 2 tickets away from an absolute sellout.
Let's do it.
In Kent, Ohio.
Wow.
I feel like you and I should buy these last 2 tickets just to call it a sellout.
And just not even go.
You know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. I'm buying the last 2 tickets.
Buy them.
I'm buying the last 2 tickets. I'm buying the last 2 tickets.
You're gonna go?
No, it's in Ohio, but I'm gonna do my part to make sure it's a sellout.
Wow, this is why your credit card screams at you because you do crazy things like this.
Continue to check out.
This is you're insane. Right. What was I gonna say? Oh, shoot, I was gonna ask you something before we wrapped up the pod. Now I can't remember what it is because you deterred me with your. Oh, do you participate in the madness that is Black Friday shopping?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. We can continue the podcast then. Good to know.
Oh wow, that would have been it. It would have been curtains.
That would have been it, man. Nope. Can't understand it. Can't do it. That's it for us on today's podcast. Tomorrow we'll be back with the MyBookie picks for the NFL games predictions for Week 12 coming up in the NFL. So until
then, we're going to Kent, Ohio. There you go.
Until then, keep it locked right here. Locked On NFL Draft.